shock and sadness continue to reverberate through Seattle after the devastating terrorist attacks in Paris last week. KUOW's Kate Walters has been following local reactions.
Inside Le Parisien Bakery in Belltown, members of Seattle's French community stood shoulder to shoulder singing their national anthem. People spilled out onto the sidewalk. They stood in the rain just to be near one another as they came to grips with the horror of the attacks on their homeland.
When the going gets tough, people get together and you have people you can rely on. You're not alone. And that's, you know, it's a silver lining in this horrible situation.
That's Olivier Fontana. He grew up in Paris and many of his family and friends are still there.
My brother lives very close to where it happened. One of our closest friends actually lives one street away from where one of the attack came in.
His friends and family are safe. But this is the second time this year Fontana has gathered with Seattle's French community to mourn an attack on their people. And he says that's heartbreaking.
The Charlie Hebdo was really an attack on a symbol. This one is an attack on the people, on the city.
And concerns go beyond the attacks. Some people in the local French community are worried about the reactions to come. Guillaume Lewis says he's worried there will be a backlash for France's Muslim community.
I think that we need to be very careful with that and that we need to protect our Muslim French people. I think people are going to turn maybe on them and we need to avoid that. We need to take care of our people.
There's always this fear, you know, especially since, Islamophobia is being played a lot on the media nowadays, but we have good community support.
That's Sana Malik, a member of the local Muslim community. She's one of dozens of people who attended an interfaith gathering Sunday night, condemning the attacks in Paris and praying for peace. She says despite some fear, her community feels strong support in the Seattle area, and they're mourning the victims in Paris along with everyone else.
We are really saddened by what's happened in Paris. And not just in Paris, but also in Kenya, in Lebanon, you know. And we want everyone to stand united against, you know, the attacks that are happening all across the world.
Malek and other members of her community say they feel the outside view of their religion has been corrupted by extremists.
We feel that with Islam has been hijacked because the teaching of Islam is very different than what these Paris are portraying.
That's Fahad Shafkat. She says they welcome people to come to their mosque and experience the Islam they live with. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.